Corporal Paul Dowell is with that same Marine division. He's a Humvee driver with the 10th Marine Artillery Regiment. Back home, Corporal Dowell is a first-year law student at Indiana University. He's been a Marine Corps reservist for 8 years, and this is his first active duty. Corporal Dowell spoke with us earlier today from south-central Iraq, north of Diwaniyah.
It's about dusk right now, Melissa. I'm on the gun line. There's 6 howitzer cannons that are aimed in the direction of north, I guess you could say, towards the big city. There's a hazy overcast, and partially from, just the weather and partially from the guns firing.
I wonder if you could sort of paint a picture for us. When you were driving north from Kuwait and into Iraq in your Humvee and getting to where you are now, describe, if you could, what you saw and what surprised you about what you came across as you drove up.
I think just how desolate of a place that it is. I thought, living in the Midwest in Indiana, I thought that was desolate, but this is definitely the wildest thing in the world you could ever see, because it's just so, there's nothing.
Have you driven through villages?
We've had a few small villages for the most part. You'll see just, a few brick houses, or adobe, I guess. And it's sad to see how suppressed that these people have been, And their faces light up. I mean, it sounds unbelievable, but their faces, when they see people and they see, the way that we've been treating them, we've been spread loading, humanitarian rations throughout all of their people. And it's amazing just to see how the kids light up. We'll have races with the kids, and the people will all literally come from as far as you could possibly imagine, and they'll line the sides of these houses, and they'll just sit there and watch us in awe all day long, and they'll come up and they'll try to talk to us, and we've given them batteries and various other things, and it makes you have a good feeling to know that hopefully, perhaps these people's lives will at least be changed, to some bit. Just, if you could change just the smallest thing by putting a smile on their face, by giving them some batteries or humanitarian ration, it makes you feel really good inside.
You mentioned the nicer part of this mission for you. Have you also seen combat as you've worked your way north?
Yeah, I mean, there are. There's things that we've seen out here that it is definitely unfortunate. There's definitely a lot of destruction and devastation that have been brought to anyone that's opposing this this mission that we're trying to complete here. So, I don't know. I guess I'll just say that.
Yeah. Were you prepared for that, Corporal Dowell, emotionally?
I don't think that anyone could ever truly imagine, the unfortunate things, that you see. But you hope that it's all not in vain.
Do you talk with your fellow Marines there about the eventual mission in Baghdad, which is, I assume, where you're headed?
Now, yeah, that is actually one that we talk about, and we're actually trying to figure out who's going to guide us through to find the Taco Bells and the Burger Kings, because that's the first place we're interested in finding.
Getting a little tired of those MREs, are you?
Yeah, they're tough.
But joking aside, There is talk that this could be a far more complicated battle, maybe, than planners had predicted, based on the resistance you've seen so far. Is that a concern for you?
Well, at this level, it's not a real, it's not our primary concern. I mean, inevitably it does affect, each and every guy out here as far as, your return date home. That's the primary mission of each Marine out here is to return home safely to their loved ones. And indirectly, then that is important, but I don't think that really weighs on the hearts and minds of these guys. It's just, you tell me what I need to do, and I'll do it so that I can get back to my loved ones.
Corporal Dowell, thanks so much for talking with us, and take good care.
Hey, thank you, Melissa.
Corporal Paul Dowell is with Romeo Battery with the 5th Battalion of the 10th Marine Artillery Regiment north of Diwaniyah in south-central Iraq.